100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Not dead yet. We're all alive, I think. And we should do a weekly challenge today. That's where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And we got a lot of stories in on the topic of traitor. I think it's traitor. I need to take a look again. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and then I'll get back with you on information on the next weekly challenge and a few other things. Although usually it's just the weekly challenge and the same old crap that I say every time. All right, let's go.
People, today's offering is on the prompt of traitor. Michael, the son of a friend of a friend, the dead of winter, homeless, cold and hungry, Warren took him in. He was given warm clothes, nice clothes. He was given good meals and was actually getting fat. A bed to sleep in a heated room, a job with fair pay, an opportunity to advance, treated like family, accepted as family. Confidence is betrayed, house rules are broken, secrets revealed, honesty, integrity, and honor abandoned. Michael was a traitor. Fool me once, shame on you, but never again. Michael's body was found in the park. His head was never found.
Good morning, this is Richard. This is my story on the topic traitor. It's called traitor because I'm lazy. It seems we have a traitor in our midst. Hans paced the room, his eyes boring into us, intensely probing. Well, rest assured, I shall find you. And when I do... He drew a finger slowly across his throat, a twisted grimace on his face. Don't think I won't get to the bottom of this. He turned smartly on his heel and marched out, slamming the door behind him. We breathed a collective sigh of relief. I told you he'd be like this, I remonstrated. Now, own up before he loses it completely. Who emailed everyone the secret Santa names? There you go. Until next Christmas. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast. That's right, after 2.5 years of not putting out an episode, I put out episode number 100. Why? I don't know. I just like podcasting, and I missed being involved in the process. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 748, with the prompt of traitor. Here's my story. Linoleum Amanda sat up as Wilbert ran back toward her and the supervillains. That was good. If she was all right, he could focus his attention on the two remaining criminals.
Wilbert, stop!
his mother called before he could get too close to the two hiding behind the car. The tone of her voice pulled him back. "What is it, Mom?" he asked when he reached her. "Don't let that man touch you. He's Benedict Arnold. Anyone who falls under his control becomes a traitor. We have to wait for Agent Shrinkwrap to get here. Only she can isolate him." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And check out YA Books Podcast if you're interested. I did a review of the first three chapters of The Selection, which is an old book. Anyway, check it out.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. They called me a traitor. Said I'd brought shame to my people. They said I'd turned my back on the cause, and dishonored my heritage. I told them to go to hell, and that I had the right to live my life as I wished. And heritage, or not, that's exactly what I was going to do. Coming out as a vegan, when you're a vampire, isn't without its perks, however. I became a huge celebrity, and the money started rolling in. Enough to buy up the clan's land, before I mortgaged them into poverty. Who's the bloodsucker now?
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He had copied those documents. He was a traitor, and yet he was enjoying the show, drooling over the obscene amount of money hidden in his backpack. The head dancer had tucked away the papers under the mattress with a nod of indifference. He tried to kiss her, but she blocked him with an assertive arm. On his way home, the security goon beat him to a pulp. "She's mine." When he got home, the cops had a search warrant. Good thing the goon had robbed him of all his money. Being a traitor often has its lucky moments. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening's called Always Choices. Some called him traitor, most called him monster. I call him dad. In the beginning, he saved thousands of lives. In the end, he let thousands die. It wasn't out of malice or a case of overreaching megalomaniacalism. He started a good man and ended one in his heart. It was a matter of resources, then fewer resources. Who do you save? The old and wise, the young, the very young. In the end, it was those who could bring new souls into the world. Since I'm not one of them, the last thing I see is my father's eyes. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
A good magician never reveals his secrets. Waldo the Magnificent wasn't a good magician. He was the son of a margin trader up in the Hamptons. "He'll grow out of it," said his mother, buying another shelf of magic books and lessons for Waldo. They sent him to one Ivy League school after another, but he preferred to do magic instead of studying, so the administration made him disappear. Cut off and broke, Waldo blackmailed the Magician Guild with revealing all the trade secrets. They buried him in New Jersey, and Long Island, after cutting him in half for real. And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of traitor. Yeah, I looked it up. So maybe you didn't quite hear any of them clearly or something, or you want to, did they really say that? Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. There you will see the text of the stories, links to people's sites that gave them to me, and an archive of years and years and years and years of this stuff. I mean, you're trapped at home, or you're stuck working some horrible job out there with masks and people being mean and rude, and or you're stuck in the food lines or whatever, or there's a war going on. Pop in your earbuds and listen to 15 years of this garbage, okay? My garbage, not your stuff. I mean, your stuff isn't garbage. Mine's garbage. I mean, listen to it. I'll prove it to you. The next topic is pick a card, any card. So get writing. And then the one after that is a pick two that will celebrate the move of the Shawnee Library in Second Life. You can read more about that when it posts and all that stuff. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.